Congressman Bill Owens announced in January that he would not run for re-election to the seat representing the more than 16,000-square-mile district that stretches across northern New York. Republican Elise Stefanik had announced her candidacy last August and subsequently won a June primary. Aaron Wolf was chosen by the district's Democratic leaders as their candidate for the seat. On the call, Wolf noted that House Speaker John Boehner will host a fundraiser for Stefanik later this month in Glens Falls. He called on Stefanik to press the speaker to act on bills that would help the North Country.
Elise Stefanik should call for passage of the Fair Minimum Wage Act, which would increase the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. She has repeatedly refused to support the Fair Minimum Wage Act. In fact, she has no plan at all to address wage disparity. Elise Stefanik should also call for the passage of the Buffett Rule, which would ensure that millionaires and billionaires don't pay a lower tax rate than the middle class. But again, I doubt she'll come through. She has called the Buffett Rule a sham. And while she's talking with Boehner, Elise Stefanik should also call for the passage of legislation that would help make college more affordable, close tax subsidies for big oil, and close the gender wage gap.
Wolf doubted Stefanik would deviate from Republican ideals.
I'm a little concerned that she is, willing to say to anyone she thinks might support her what she thinks they want to hear.
Do you think that's a symptom of her ties to Washington and the National Republican Party?
Absolutely, Joe. This is the crucible in which she was nurtured. These are the people that have invested heavily in her campaign, like Karl Rove. And these are the people that are going to want a return on their investment.
Congressman Owens weighed in, saying one of the principal differences is which candidate is district versus Washington-centric.
I believe that Aaron, in fact, will be district-centric, which means paying attention to veterans, to working with farmers, with the folks at Fort Drum, with our small businesses. This is something that really needs to be explored as part of this process.
In a series of emails prior to the Democrats' conference call, Stefanik called on Wolf to release his tax returns. Wolf said he will release a portion of his income information.
I do plan on officially releasing our effective tax rate this week. I think as to the actual returns, there's a line that is a personal line that I don't think we should cross in a congressional race.
What do you mean?
I think it's fair for the public to know what our effective tax rate is for our family because we are advocating for things like the Buffett Rule that mean that people of means should be paying their fair share. But I think with respect to the returns itself, that's crossing a personal line.
Would you be subject to the Buffett Rule if it were made law?
Yes, we would.
And I assume that you're willing to accept that tax rate increase?
Absolutely.
Despite a 13-point deficit in a Siena poll released last week, Wolf said he is optimistic.
I don't think it's insurmountable at all. In fact, many of the national pundits still refer to this as one of the most closely contested races in the country. My opponent emerged from her primary with a significant amount of name recognition, and we have built from the ground up. We have an incredibly solid campaign, incredibly solid field operations, and my strong sense and those of our staff is that we are doing all the right things and moving in the right direction.
The 21st Congressional District includes all or part of 12 counties in northern New York. Green Party candidate Matt Funicello is also running. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.